So what is the law of assumption, really? Before we dive into that, we're going to cover what it's not. Because if you're doing what it's not, you're not doing the law of assumption. You're doing something else. My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. If you're new with us, go to howtofeelitreal.com. That's howtofeelitreal.com. Sign up for those 7 videos. They are awesome. Howtofeelitreal.com. You also get the daily email where we give you goodies and invite you to dance with us more and more personally. And that's good fun because, play is the way for you to live your dream-driven day. So let's dive in. Ready? What is the law of assumption, really? The law of assumption is not the law of making movies. Even though you may see something differently, whenever you do use the law of assumption. The law of assumption is not walking around going, I think I can, I think I can, or I am the greatest, I am the greatest. Even though what you say and where you say it from will change when you use the law of assumption. The law of assumption is not about daydreaming. That someday things will change, or someday something nice will happen, or someday something, someday, hey, never comes. It's all about you and your day. DreamDrivenDay.com. Crass commercial real quick. Join us. We begin the 15th of April. DreamDrivenDay.com. What else isn't the law of assumption? The law of assumption is not positive thinking. I'm positive and I think. Things will change someday. You get how all this crap sort of works together. I notice people who think they're doing the law of assumption and aren't will often make a lot of pictures. Yeah, pictures make me feel good. Law of assumption is not listening to hours and hours of brainwave recordings. It's not about silly sacred numbers. The law of assumption is 100% about what you assume is true happens to you. Write that down. What you assume is true happens to you. And there are so many different ways to explore this. But I'm going to give you a really big shift here right now. Ready? When you change who you are, what you do, what you experience, how you see the world changes, period, end of line. It all begins with identity-based manifesting. What you assume is true happens to you. Most people try to change what they assume to be true. Most people try to change Ready? When you really get a state is how you experience what you experience. You'll get why Neville Goddard said, a casual remark. A casual remark will upset one person and encourage another. The same remark. Your reactions determine your reality. Last year in Remarkable, we explored the 4 mighty ones. And the 4th mighty one is the actor. And an actor doesn't act. An actor reacts to the world from the character that they have assumed themselves to be. The law of assumption is not acting as if. I'm acting as if I got $1 million. I'm acting as if I'm married. You know, if I acted as if I had a puppy and went to the dog park without a dog, come on, Sparky! You'd say I was nuts. I had an Amway guy do that. He said, pretend. Fake it till you make it. That is not what Neville taught. And that might feel good, but it looks nuts. Your reactions create your reality. Your reactions come from your identity. And you get to change your identity. If you want to explore how to do that with us, and I invite you to. Remember, if you're just getting started out, howtofeelitreal.com. Go there, do that, get those. Those 7 videos will help you get the absolute basics. Those 7 videos will help you discover the truth about you that sets you free. And if you want to dive deep with us right now, identitybasedmanifesting.com. Go there, read the short little bit, scroll down. Notice what all's inside. Let that intrigue you. And if you want to explore with us, let's do it. Identitybasedmanifesting.com. By the way, this is for those who are just tired of doing the silly shit. We had one of our DDD members in Remarkable today post about she discovered that she was hoping. And you can only hope from an identity that hasn't assumed your wish fulfilled. You've got to change your identities. Notice I'm not saying give up hope. I'm saying change identities so you don't have to. Yet I don't hope to make a podcast today. I don't hope to be a blessing today. I know what I share gives to people. And I invite you to let it give to you. So that's it for today. What is the law of assumption? Let's explore. Let's expand who you are so you can discover how this works and live life your way. And now, just for fun, let us imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. So your actions create your reality. You react from a state. Your reactions are your seed time, and you react from a state. And I invite you to explore something radically different with us today. I invite you to explore how to easily and effectively change who you are so that you change your entire world. My name is Mr. 2020. You have been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for caring. And if you want to dive deeper, identitybasedmanifesting.com. Have a great day. See ya.